You actually made a really big commitment because it wasn't just you on your own, it was your whole family when you came, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. I'm from Hungary originally, and I taught at a university in Budapest. When my husband accepted a job in London, and after a few months he worked here, we decided that the whole family will come to the UK, which was really a big decision because I didn't have a job at that time in the UK, and my kids attended high school back in Hungary. So yes, and it had a great impact on our family.
So the fact that you went from Hungary to Britain, was it important in your decision that Britain was in the EU when you moved?
Yes, I can say so because it made moving and looking for a job easier. As an EU citizen, we are allowed to work here and in any other European country.
So how long have you been in Britain now?
Slightly more than 2 years now. So we moved in
Okay.
2014.
Right. So when the referendum was announced, how did you feel about it? Did you think that the result would be to stay within the EU? Were you worried?
Well, when it first was announced, I wasn't really worried. I didn't really think of an outcome that the Leave would win. No, at that point, I just thought, okay, there will be a referendum and we'll see what the results will be. Most probably, it will be remain and things won't change.
Yeah, and so as the campaign developed, did your feelings change?
Yes, I can say so. So, towards the end, or maybe a month before the end of the campaign and the vote, we looked at polls showing that there is only a small difference between the Leave and the Remain votes, and then occasionally it was even more for the Leave. So at that point, it became real that maybe the outcome of the vote will not be that the UK will remain in the EU, but people will vote to leave. So at that point, by then I have a job now at a UK university, and it's very international. So the people from other European and also other countries worldwide work. So I was just thinking that, okay, if people from China, from Malaysia can work here, then I will be able to continue my job here even if the UK is outside the European Union.
So the day of the vote came along, and what happened? How did you feel the next day when you knew the result?
Yeah, actually, what I did was before I went to bed, I checked the results. Obviously, that was not the final result. That were maybe only the votes from Gibraltar, and the majority of them were Remain. So with that feeling, I went to sleep, and then the next morning, which was I think Friday morning, it turned out that the majority was Leave. That really shocked me. So I could say that was a shocking feeling, and at the same time I was also sad that this was the final result.
And so, how did people around you react?
Well, because at the university, as I said, it's really international, and there are quite a few people working there from the European Union. My immediate colleagues were also sad and shocked. Actually, the next day on Saturday, I was invited to a barbecue with university colleagues. And when I arrived, just one of them just came up to me and told me that he was really sad about the results as well, and then I shouldn't take it personal. So that it's not against me or people like me, but this is how people voted. Most of the people who I talked to probably were Remain voters, and they felt ashamed, or they wanted to reassure me that it's not a personal thing.
Did you ever meet any Leaf voters?
No, I don't think so. I know of people who are Leaf voters, but I didn't really talk to them, or they didn't talk to me. So not really. And actually, the city where I live, after it I checked how the votes were here, and that's also 60% Remain and 40% Leave. So it's also the town I live now is also a Remain town, if I can say so.
Okay, so it was less likely that you would meet a Leave voter. So now it's about 4 months since the vote. Are things becoming any clearer for you about what's going to happen?
Not really, because there has not been a decision about what will happen with EU citizens working in the UK. So it's still a question what regulations or rules will be introduced. And so I'm still kind of waiting for a plan, or waiting for what is going to happen. Because after the vote, there was no plan what will happen next, and also it was not clear to what extent the results of the vote will be taken into consideration, as it was not a binding vote. But now we know that it will be taken into consideration. So there are plans now for the UK to leave the European Union, as Brexit means Brexit. But it's still not clear what that would mean, or what kind of model the UK will have after leaving the EU.
So would it be fair to say that you feel secure, but perhaps a little less secure?
Yes, we can say that.
Okay. And you didn't experience any of the incidents that people have reported about being abused for using a foreign language outside?
No, nothing like that happened to me. Obviously, I heard about these news, and, it's not that I was scared to go out to the street or talk to my daughters in Hungarian in the street, but I was aware, I was conscious of this.
So finally, when people ask you where you're from, what do you feel your identity is? Is it mainly Hungarian? Do you feel at all European? Where does Britain come
from? Yes, I do feel Hungarian. I don't think that there is a question about that. And I'm very much European. I'm very much a pro-EU person, because I really like the idea of working together. And as I see the world developing, and the issues that the world is having are not issues that one country can solve on its own. Like if we just think about the environmental issues, pollution will not stop at the border of countries. So there is cooperation needed to solve these kind of problems. Or even if we think about the more recent issue, the immigrations or immigrants, that's also something that it's not one country that can solve it on its own. I know it's a question about sovereignty of the national state now. I know it's an issue, but personally, I don't feel that the EU interferes to an extent that would kind of stop countries being able to express their identity or to follow the needs of the people, or that they can't make decisions independently in issues that might be important for them.